I'm absolutely nuts. You know, my phone's not stopped. You know, everybody that I know of as well, their phones have not stopped. It's just been crazy. Because it is something that, you know, nobody saw coming. But what a fight. What a massive, massive fight for Kell Brook this is.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's one of them, isn't it? You kind of maybe draw comparisons to Amir Khan stepping up in weight division to fight Canelo a few months ago. But a huge opportunity for him. He's been after this big fight for so long, and it doesn't get any bigger than this.
No, it doesn't get any bigger. Listen, the thing is, I mean, I think when Khan stepped up to fight Canelo, it kind of reminded people that, you know, this sort of stuff used to happen in boxing. You know, you go back to the days of black and white TV. This sort of stuff happened quite regularly. You know, champions would step up and fight other champions from other divisions. And, you know, it's not something that's never been done. It used to happen. But, you know, it's not been done for a long, long time. And the fact that Kell's actually a champion, stepping up to take on another champion, that's fantastic. But it's a massive ask. The thing about the weight that everyone goes on about, yes, it is a, you know, it's a big ask. It's mainly a big ask because of the fighter that he's taking on. He's not fighting, you know, just a normal guy or a decent sort of a decent middleweight champion. You know, he's taking on the man out there. He's taking pound for pound one of the best fighters out there. But people forget, Kell's not really a welterweight. You know, people don't understand just how big this kid is. For me, going back years ago when I used to train him, when he won the British title himself, I would always know when he was weighing about 11 stone 2, 11 stone 3, without even him being on the scales, because you'd see him in the gym spot, he would be absolutely electric. He'd be smashing everybody up. I mean, I've seen him drop big men. You know, I'm talking about professional fighters. When he was around 11 to 11 3, he'd do his business, and he'd weigh him at end of session. It was about 11 to 11 3. That was back then. That was when he was at his best. But then I've always said, you know, when it comes to fight night, you warm him up on the pad before he goes out. He loses. He wouldn't hit the same ferocity, just not quite as sharp as what he was around 11 2, 11 3. Now fast forward a few years. I imagine his body's grown. I mean, I don't know anything about his training now. I don't know what his best weight is when he trains, what he feels best at anymore. But I would imagine now, as his body's grown and he's matured, he's got older, that peak sort of performance, whereas it used to be 11-2, 11-3, now I'd imagine it's probably a little bit heavier. It might be, you know, I don't know, but just say, for instance, it's going to be at, you know, 11-6, 11-7. You know, it's not something that's going to be alien to him. He will perform better in himself at a higher weight. I personally, I've always said, I look forward to seeing him at light middleweight. I think you'll see the best of Kell Brook at light middleweight. You know, even recently, I've said this to people. You know, when we're just talking to people like Eddie and people like that, I've always felt that he's going to be better at light middleweight than he is at welterweight. But, you know, he's stepping up to middleweight, so we don't know. We are knowing the kid and the kid's body and how he is now. We don't know how he's going to be.
He has made a lot of changes to the way he does things. Definitely on the sports science kind of thing. And you do see him, don't you, on the, you know, when he weighs in in the ring. I mean, he looked massive in his last fight compared to Kevin Bisier when he got in there. But what about in terms of boxing? You know, how good is Kell Brook as a boxer to step up and face someone like Golovkin, who many are regarding as the pound for pound?
Well, listen, obviously, I would say Golovkin's the favourite. You know, you can't be too patriotic and start saying that Kell's the favourite in the fight. But it's a, you know, it's one of these fights where he's a live underdog. You know, Kell's got skills, he's got ability, he's got a heart of a lion. I know, I've seen that. You know, he's got great timing, he's got good feet. He's got tools that you need to get in the ring with Golovkin. Now, it's all about what happens when Golovkin hits him on the chin. Because he is a monster and he's relentless. But, you know, you can't... you can hit Golovkin if he chooses. I mean, I've seen him in fights where he seems to let the opponent feel comfortable touching him. You know, Kell can punch, and I imagine up around that way, Kell's going to punch really, really hard. I know how hard Kell used to punch. I imagine now with age and with experience, he's punching even harder now. So he's a live underdog in the fight. It's a tough, tough ask, but, you know, it's what he's dreamt about. It's what he used to talk about, you know, as a kid. The massive, massive fight, taking on the big, big names, the elite fighters, you know. He's had a lot of stick in his career. There's been a lot of treading water in his career. Now this is his time to go out there and perform and to show the world what Kelbrook can do. If ever he's going to do something, it's going to be in this fight. If ever he needs to put it all together, it's this fight, because then everybody forgets about what's gone on beforehand in his career. You know, whether if you don't rate him, if you don't think his career's been good, if you think he's been a waste of talent, everything gets forgotten on September 10th. If he comes out with it, you know, if he comes out with a win, it's going to be amazing. Even if he doesn't win but puts up a great performance, then his stock's going to rise so much more. So, you know, it's a huge night for him, and it's a huge opportunity.
What about in terms of confidence and the lift getting this kind of opportunity can give a fighter? We've seen, obviously, you said there that his career, you know, there's been lots of ups and downs. It took him a long time to get his world title shot when he got it and won it. He was stabbed, and then obviously the rehab took a long time, and then he's been forced into these mandatory situations because of other little bits of niggling injuries to get this opportunity. Do you think that'll give him the extra lift, just as it did when he got the belt and then almost then had broader shoulders?
Yeah, of course. I mean, this is what I mean. This is the time. This is the opportunity for him to wipe the slate clean and to totally rewrite his career. You know, he will be remembered for this fight. Forget about what he's done before. Forget about what he's going to, you know, do after. He'll always be remembered for stepping up from welterweight as IBF champion, stepping up from welterweight to take on the pound for pound, probably the most fearsome man on planet right now. So he's always going to be remembered for this. So if he was to step up and get wiped out in a round and didn't do anything, he'll be remembered for that. If he step up and give it a great, great effort and come out as a valiant loser, he'll always remember that. But if he steps up and pulls off one of the big shocks, you know, and managed to beat Triple G, then he's going to be a legend, you know. Can you imagine how everybody will react to him then? You know, there's no excuses then. There's no saying, oh, he weren't this good and he weren't that, or he were too big for him on this. There's none of that sort of stuff. If he can step up and if he can pull this off, then it's huge. It's just another dimension for him. But, you know, it's a massive ask, and he's got to make sure that he does everything right. And I'm sure that he will do, because this is what he's been waiting for. He's not stupid. So he will do everything right, and he's got to put it all together and go out there and really make a name for himself.
Eddie Hearn obviously said last night, opportunity knocks for Kell Brook after, so Chris Eubank Jr. being in advanced talks to take this fight with Golovkin. There was advanced talks for Brook to have a unification fight against Jesse Vargas. But in terms of that from Eddie Hearn, when the Eubank fight looks, you know, pretty much dead, to make that U-turn it and get Kell Brook this fight, is that a bit of a masterstroke?
Yeah, of course it is. It's, you know, listen, it's, at the end of the day, whether you're a fan of Eddie Hearn or not, you just got to look at what he's pulling off and what he's doing for fighters, the British boxers. You know, they're getting so much opportunity because he's opening doors. You know, just in conversations, he's not afraid to ask the question. And then, you know, if he gets an even sniff of the right answer, then he goes in like a shark and he does what he can to pull off a fight. Now, if you've got good relationships with people, you can make fights. And he's got good relationship with Tom Loughlin and Keso. So, you know, when it's looked like Eubank fights just stolen, and, you know, he's seen an opportunity to switch the goalposts, and that's what he's done. He's taken it.
And what about for the Eubanks? Obviously, more recently you had a run in at the press conference on the Joshua undercard with Eubanks Senior. But in terms of this, and you know, such a massive, massive opportunity for young Chris Eubank Junior to step up from British title level, really, where he's at. All right, he's got to kind of world level in many respects. But you know, a huge opportunity there has gone away seemingly because of, you know, over-egging the and overstepping the mark, really, in negotiations.
Listen, we've seen it. I mean, every amateur coach, plenty of pro coaches, whether it's boxing, football, whatever, have always seen it, time after time, where parents get involved with fighters. Now, it's all right to an extent, but you've got to understand that unless you're in this 24/7 and you understand how to put boxing shows together and you understand how our deals work and things like that, leave it to people to know what they're doing. You know, it doesn't matter whether you've had 19 defenses of world titles and stuff like that. Negotiating for world title fights and building fighters' careers, entirely different. You know, it's an entirely different thing. And you know, unfortunately for Junior, who can fight and is a good fighter, you know, his dad just runs everything, and his dad's, you know, his dad's cost him millions and a massive, massive opportunity. He's had a fight there, laid in front of him. Same sort of deals as people like Joshua and Carl Froch. You know, same sort of mechanics of the deal as that. Financially, it's unbelievable. But, you know, it's a great, great opportunity. And because he thinks he's a bigger brand than boxing, he's blown it. You know, you imagine having to tell your son that you've cost him about £3 million and the biggest fight in the world. You imagine having to say that to him because you want to be greedy, because you want to push the boundaries, because you wanted to say, my name's bigger than this, my name's bigger than that. You know, to try and say that you're a bigger brand than Anthony Joshua right now, that's just stupid. You know, to try and take control of a show where you're going to basically double ticket prices, so he's screwing fans. That's out of order, you know. And he got what he deserved at the end of the day. Not the kid. I feel sorry for Junior. Not the kid. He doesn't have anything to do with negotiations. He doesn't have anything to do with all that side of things. That's all down to the dad. And he can have all his experience, and he can know everything from his time years ago in boxing. Boxing's changed, and you know, nobody's bigger than the sport. And you've got to remember probably one man has probably earned that right, and that was Mayweather. You know, he was the man that could control the shots because he was bringing in hundreds and hundreds of millions every time he fights. So when you get into that position, then yeah, you've probably got a bit of clout. But you know, no offense, but Eubank isn't the same name as somebody like Mayweather, and certainly Eubank Junior and what he's worth. And you know, he's had everything there. He's had everything there on the plate. All they have to do is sign, and just by, you know, by being awkward and by pushing boundaries and thinking that they can get away with what they can, you know, they've blown it. So it is what it is. But I feel sorry for the kid. But you know, he can come back and he can probably look for an avenue against one of the other champions or you know, something like that. I don't know. I don't know if they want to fight Billy Joe. I don't know if Billy Joe would even entertain him right now. I know Billy Joe Saunders was trying to make a fight, you know, and Warren wanted that fight. So, you know, they got blown off for that. So I don't know where they're at now. But he's a good fighter. So he will come through, but he's just not going to make the big, massive money against Golovkin and have that shot now. So it's just one of those things.
Yeah, frustrating for Eubank Jr. What about your boys then? How are we looking in the gym? Obviously, Tony Bellew now adding that world title to alongside Jamie. So what's the latest with the guys, Gav, Jamie,
flying,
Pricey?
Everybody's flying in the gym. We're just waiting on dates now. Now Eddie's got this one out of the way. I think we'll have some news very soon, I would imagine now. So, yeah, we're just waiting on dates for Jamie and Gav. Bellew's dates just got to be confirmed. That'll be done probably in the next couple of days. And I'm just waiting on the Sowlands for a date for Pricey. So everybody's in the gym training. You know, Gav's in great shape. Jamie's looking really well already. So we just want the dates now, and then we can get cracking full steam ahead.
What's likely for Jamie? Is he going to stay at the weight, or potential? Is it an eye on moving up?
Either or, I don't know yet. Either or. There's options for us at both, and we'll just go wait and see which ones are the best ones for us.
And it obviously doesn't take very long for a big heavyweight with the power and personality of David Price to get back in the mix. And already people are starting to talk about him again in big fights, which is great news.
Yeah, it is, yeah. We just won a couple more fights. You know, he's not ready yet to go straight in at the deep end. But we're talking about it. We're talking about the plan's there. Have a couple of fights, stepping up fights, you know, a bit of a test. On his, you know, on, not the next fight, the fight after, a bit of a step for the next one, and then a bit of a test on the fight after. That's my ideal plan, and then you come through that, and we go for it.